From WNCW, it's the Friday feature interview of the week presented by Ingalls Markets, serving the region since 1963, featuring a selection of fresh daily baked artisan breads, cookies, cakes, and desserts, all made in-house. More at ingalls-markets.com. Today, we introduce many of you to a Giving Heart project to provide sustainable and equitable solutions by eliminating barriers for those in need. Our guest is the co-founder and executive director, Glenice Davis. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Tell everyone about your organization, when and how it got started, and certainly the area that it's located and serving.
So a Giving Heart project was co-founded by my husband and I, my husband Kevin, and myself back in 2018. We are natives to Charlotte, and that is where we operate our organization. So he and I were both born and raised here. We are raising our family here, and we recognize that the city has changed significantly for some folks, but not enough for a lot of folks. When we recognized that there was just this opportunity in our community to sow love into our community, to kind of overcome this division and strife that we were experiencing here in Charlotte, we took that opportunity by starting this organization, very intentionally wanting to just serve any way we could. So when we initially started, it was a very broad mission. But over the years, we've kind of etched our three lanes by which we serve our community. We provide case management support to families that are experiencing homelessness and housing insecurity. We also host prevention-based workshops for youth and their caregivers to connect them with subject matter experts in areas of health and well-being so that our kids not only understand the implications of the risk factors that they face, but also understand a pathway to overcome those risk factors. And then the last leg of our Giving Heart project is that we host community outreach events. At least every quarter, we're hosting, bringing people that can benefit from those resources.
Let's go back over those main components that you guys are tackling, and let's begin with homelessness. It's becoming more and more obvious. It doesn't matter how small or big a city is, this is a growing problem, and I know that's got to be the case for our largest city in North Carolina, the Queen City of Charlotte.
Absolutely, Paul. It's an increasingly significant problem here in Charlotte, in and around the Mecklenburg County area. We just helped to support the point-in-time survey here in Mecklenburg County, so we look forward to the updated data. At any given time, we look at least 2,000 to 3,000 individuals that are experiencing homelessness here in Mecklenburg County. And when you look at youth and the youth that are scholars here in Mecklenburg County that are impacted by homelessness and housing insecurity, that number is significantly higher. Upwards of 5,000 youth last school year were considered to be McKinney-Vento, which indicates their homeless status here in Mecklenburg County school system.
Talk further about some of the things that you go out and see and do in the community beyond the homeless problem.
Through our case management program, where we provide supportive services to families that are experiencing homelessness, we collaborate with other organizations, but by and large, we help families. There must be a child in the home, and we've been able to help families to secure stable housing or retain housing, which again helps generations of members in that family. In 2025 alone, we were able to support 15 families with securing stable housing, and the implications for the number of families that we serve through client navigation in general, we served over 100 individuals. Through our youth prevention programming, whether that is what we host in local community centers or whether we're collaborating with other in-school or out-of-school time programming, we've served hundreds of youth through that program just last year. And then through our community outreach, again, hundreds of individuals have been able to come through our curated events to be able to connect with resources, receive love, receive food and support and resources. And we believe we're leaving our community a little bit better. We don't do it alone. We are definitely happy to be a part of a solution here in Charlotte.
WNCW's Friday feature interview of the week is talking about a Giving Heart project out of Charlotte. Our guest is the co-founder and executive director, Glenice Davis. Glenice, what's on the horizon for your organization when it comes to events and other things you'll be working on here in 2026?
As a matter of fact, despite the snow and ice that we've experienced here recently, we have on this coming Saturday, February the 7th, we have our Coats and Cocoa community give back event where we'll be distributing coats and warm clothing items to individuals in need here in and around this area. Our office is off of North Graham Street at 2822 North Graham Street. And so we will be hosting an outdoor event here where we'll be serving coats, but also hot cocoa and love at every event. That's our staple. And we'll have some community resource vendors joining us as well. We're super excited about the lineup of supports that we have that'll be helping to make this a successful event. Organizations like Caring and Anuvia and some licensed mental health clinicians. We've also got some support from some of our local food pantries that are helping to ensure that our folks can also walk away with some non-perishable food items. So we're super excited about February 7th. But in addition to that, we're planning for our next youth prevention workshop where we tailor a whole day for youth 11 to 17 to come learn, as well as their caregivers, to learn on several different topics around prevention and wellness. We're actually excited to be collaborating with some other grassroots organizations here to also include experiential learning, exploring careers. So we're going to be marrying that together. Additionally, we are excited to continue our client navigation program through some additional funding that we received this year. We hope to increase the number of families that we've served. We're claiming it and we're believing that, while the need continues to grow, so will our effort to support families that are in need here in Mecklenburg County. But we also always love to meet new volunteers. So if there are listeners in and around the Charlotte area that are looking for a way to plug in to sow good seed in the fertile ground, then we'd love to have them join us in our work at a Giving Heart project.
Since you brought up volunteering with your organization, we also want to give you the opportunity to tell everyone how they can get in touch with you and how they could donate to support the efforts as well.
First and foremost, the easiest way to connect with us is through our website. Go to www.agivingheartproject.org. You can find our donate button at the top of the page. So we love your time. We love your talents, but we will also take your tokens. We have an Eventbrite page where we'll be posting our events as the upcoming events come. So any listeners that are interested in finding out what opportunities may work for their schedule, they can just look for us there.
Glenice Davis, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
WNCW's The Friday Feature is presented by Ingalls Markets. Past editions available online at wncw.org. I'm Paul Foster.